On February 11th, Empire State Youth Orchestra's signature youth orchestra will take the Proctor stage in Schenectady with Fireworks Ensemble, a crossover classical music ensemble that was lauded by the New York Times for its hell for leather arrangements and show-stopping solos. Together, the two groups will share an evening of music that will include the world premiere of a piece written by Fireworks Ensemble member and composer Brian Coughlin, commissioned by ESYO, called Play. Empire State Youth Orchestra music director Helen Chapio is with us this morning, as well as Fireworks Ensemble member and composer Brian Coughlin. Good morning to you both. Helen is on the phone. Thank you very much for being with us, Helen.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Joe.
Always a pleasure to have you. And Brian is here in studio. Brian, thank you for being with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Helen, let us begin with you. How did this partnership come about?
We try to at SEO, trying to always collaborate with, prolific artists. And in partnership with Proctors, I thought that, who could we bring that would both give us that energy of pushing the envelope as far as the sound and the ways of making music, at the same time be an artist that could bring some educational value to our local public schools as well as our members of youth orchestra. And I had known Brian for a long time, but this is our first time collaborating together. And, Fireworks Ensemble's very innovative and adventurous approach to music making is really what compelled me to reach out to him and dream up this project together so that we can challenge our young musicians to push the envelope, get in there and do something that may not be so comfortable, like improvise, play music that, don't have any notes. And Brian has given us this monumental piece called Play that actually has the entire third movement that has absolutely no musical notes written.
I want to get to that particular piece and talk to Brian about it in a moment. But first, Helen, I'm curious as to what opportunity you think this gives the young members of your orchestra and the opportunity that they have in having this collaboration.
Yes, when we do music education and when we involve our young musicians at a very high level, given their age, we're not just engaging them in music. We're engaging them in kind of life experience, and we're trying to give them the experience that they can transfer to their everyday life, not just with their instruments. And I think for us, one of the very important aspects of a successful person is to take some risks in life and not always play safe. And our classically trained musicians that we get in the Empire State Youth Orchestra, although we have two wonderful jazz ensembles and they know how to improvise, but the other ensemble students don't always get to do that. And so I think giving them this opportunity in a very safe and creative environment and exciting, collaboration with professional musicians from New York, I'm hoping that they're going to just soak this up and just eat it up, every second, and go out there and be adventurous in their musical playing and not always be safe and be correct. So I'm hoping that they can get some life skills out of this.
So before I grill Brian on what Play is all about, you all commissioned it. So what was the charge to Brian? What did you want this to be?
And I asked him to push us and get us into kind of a new ways of making music on the stage of the moment, not so rehearsed. It's a tall order for us. He's writing for 104 musicians on the stage, and I've asked him to keep everybody busy on the stage, and so the score is huge and many pages, and with six member ensemble of the Fireworks Ensemble, all amplified, which is also very different sound mm-hmm. and sonority for symphony orchestra to collaborate with. I think it's going to be a totally different color than anything that we've ever commissioned. We've commissioned a lot, and very traditional classical pieces that just involve a symphony orchestra, but in a collaboration with a chamber ensemble and not acoustical chamber ensemble. They are all acoustical instruments majority of the time, yet they are being heard through the speakers. And that kind of experience coming from over 104 piece of orchestra behind them, I think it's going to be incredibly powerful. So I asked him to just keep us really busy and challenge us to go into new territories of music making.
Okay, Brian, so with that charge, step number one was what?
Well, I wanted to create something that was going to really fit that that charge, and I think I maybe gave them a little bit more than they were than they were expecting. The piece is consistent with the work that I do and with the work that Fireworks does, in that it is very stylistically diverse. So there's some music that's inspired by rock, some music that's inspired by minimalist composers like Steve Reich and Philip Glass. The whole last movement sounds a little bit like a Beethoven scherzo. And then, of course, as Helen said, the third movement is completely improvised. So it gives the musicians of the orchestra a chance to play in all of these different styles that are part of Fireworks' repertoire, and also have a chance to improvise in dialogue with the members of the ensemble.
Is it in that dialogue, is it easier writing for your group, knowing your group as well as you do, than for another orchestra, and in this case, a youth orchestra?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fireworks, they're all professional improvisers and are very used to doing this. It's a little bit of a challenge to know how to get musicians who haven't done any improvising before to do this for the first time. Yeah. Any musician, let alone an entire orchestra of musicians. So this has really, I think, been a little bit mind-opening and ear-opening for the members of the orchestra, but they've really taken this on with a lot of gusto, and have been very open to it. And I think it's going to be very exciting to see how this plays out.
Well, explain the no notes thing.
Yeah. So what I decided to do for the third movement, I wanted to involve improvisation, and I experimented with a variety of ways of doing this, but what I ended up with was just deciding to write no actual musical notes and have the movement just be entirely improvised, but based on a set of parameters.
Mm-hmm.
There are what I call inspirations that are supposed to be chosen ahead of time, that are supposed to frame the improvisations. And it will start with each member of Fireworks improvising on his or her own, and then in dialogue with some of the musicians of the orchestra. And as Helen said, I think the idea for this was really to try to get these musicians to think in a new way, to approach their music making in a new way, to think more creatively. When you're improvising, you have to really think on your feet and think about how you're communicating with the other musicians that you're working with, and how you're relating to the audience as well. And these are skills that the musicians can bring to any other style of music that they perform, even if they never do any improvising later on. I think, you know, the most exciting performances of classical music that I've heard are ones where the performers are taking risks and really bringing their own experiences and their own creativity to this music that, even if it was written several hundred years ago, they're trying to make it living music.
Helen, how have the young musicians responded to that idea of improv?
You know, it was really interesting. We handed out the music, and they all came up to me and said, "Helen, it's missing the third movement. It says movement one and two, and then, like, there's, like, some instructions, and then fourth movement. Where's the third movement?" I said, "You have that third movement right in front of you." So they're looking at it, and the way Brian put it together is brilliant. And, you know, it's very non-threatening. And they looked at it, and they all chuckled, and they started to kind of open up the possibility of what they could do. And so we tried this out with Brian on his bass. And so he kind of, I said, well, okay, we have a very a large instrument in the back called tuba. And I said, well, here, Nick, why don't you have a conversation with Brian? And Brian started playing something, and we decided the inspiration, I can't remember exactly, but would be kind of like what kind of conversation it would be. Maybe it would, let's argue, you know, let's argue about something. And so Brian put a little germ of kind of an episodic, melodic kind of a sentence, musical sentence out there. And Nick immediately interrupted him and played something really obnoxious on the tuba. And Brian waited for him to finish. And then he kind of went back and forth with Nick a couple times. And it was electrifying, actually, on that stage. We were just kind of experimenting. We didn't know what to expect. But when they were given that permission to just go outside of the box and off the page and just listen to another musician speaking on a topic that he doesn't know, but they were just kind of making it happen together in that very short amount of time. So I am very encouraged. We haven't, you know, really fully rehearsed it with members of Fireworks Ensemble, and we will, and that's part of this project, for them to come and rehearse with us and work with us a couple rehearsals, and so that we can kind of let our hair down and enjoy what it really feels like to just be one with your instrument and be one as a community, and using musical language to communicate this.
And Brian, I would think with your seasoned group, it must be an awful lot of fun to work with young musicians.
Oh, absolutely. It's been part of what we've done as an ensemble for a long time. We've really made it part of our mission to do education work. And lately, we've been doing a lot of work where we've gone and played alongside an orchestra or a symphony band as part of our concerts, but this is really new territory for us in that we're able to have a new piece to do this with that allows the orchestra to experience firsthand the kind of approach that Fireworks takes to its repertoire, the kind of styles that we do, and this improvisation as well. So it's a really exciting new experience for us.
The Empire State Youth Orchestra will perform with the Fireworks Ensemble. The concert is at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady on February 11th at 8 o'clock, and you can find out more by going to esyo.org for more information. You can also find the information on our website, wamc.org. Brian Coughlin and Helen Chapio, I thank you very much both for being with us, and have a beautiful night of music on February 11th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.